Trudeau the Terrible gets blasted in Europe for citizenry crackdown. By Mark Anderson. Justin Trudeau just can't get a break these days. The Canadian Prime Minister recently fled his homeland, one might say, in search of more serene settings. Enthusiastic protests against his widely despised civil rights crackdown still intermittently taking place due to spring's warmer temperatures. Before venturing to Brussels to take part in the European Parliament's proceedings, Trudeau first tried visiting his Common Crown chums in the UK government at 10 Downing Street. But, alas, as Patricia Aiken noted in American Freedom News Online. In London, Trudeau had to use the back entrance to 10 Downing Street. Anti-Trudeau crowds had blocked the road to the main entrance. They shouted a variation of "Truck Fudo," which echoed at the back door. It was reported that the Queen, however, was nice to him. Trudeau met her when he was just 5 with his father, Pierre Trudeau. Yet, that was only the beginning. This Prime Minister, who, in an ironic sense, should be congratulated for behaving so badly that more people than ever realize that tyrants can be homegrown and don't just exist in distant lands according to deep state directives on who to hate, finally made it to Belgium. There, on March 23, he was treated to a tongue-lashing by 6 of his colleagues. The criticism evidently surpassed in directness and boldness anything the street protesters tossed his way in Ottawa during the winter truck convoy and more recently in London. As EU Parliament video footage shows, German member of European Parliament, MEP, Christine Anderson told Trudeau to his mask-covered face. It would have been more appropriate for Mr. Trudeau to address this House according to Article 144, an article that was specifically designed to debate violations of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, which is truly the case with Mr. Trudeau. But, then again, a prime minister who openly admires the Chinese basic dictatorship, who tramples on fundamental rights by prosecuting and criminalizing his own citizens as terrorists just because they dare to stand up to his perverted concept of democracy should not be allowed to speak in this House at all. Mr. Trudeau, you are a disgrace to democracy. Please spare us your presence. Furthermore, Croatian MEP and former judge Mislav Kolakuzic, referring to the trucker convoy that was forcibly terminated by the Canadian federal government on Trudeau's orders in late February, stated, "The right to choose, the right to life, the right to health, the right to work for many of us are fundamental human rights for which millions of citizens of Europe and the world have laid down their lives. To defend our rights and the rights of children, which we have acquired over centuries, many of us, including myself, are willing to risk our own freedom and our own lives." He continued, "Unfortunately, today there are those among us who trample on these fundamental values. Canada, once a symbol of the modern world, has become a symbol of civil rights violations under your quasi-liberal boot in recent months. We watched how you trample women with horses, how you block bank accounts of single parents so they can't pay for their children's education and medicine. They can't pay utilities, mortgages for their homes. For many citizens of the world, it is a dictatorship of the worst kind. Rest assured that the citizens of the world, united, can stop any regime that wants to destroy the freedom of citizens, either by bombs or harmful pharmaceutical products." More sheer irony emerged later at day when an EU spokeswoman gave an especially lengthy introductory remark, hypocritically claiming that Canada and the EU share a deep commitment to promote and protect human rights and democracy, which was apparently said with a straight face. Trudeau eventually addressed the audience, condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin as a tyrant and warmonger. While Trudeau and other top Western leaders have been quick to denounce Putin, they've refused to critically examine their own tyrannical policies implemented at home, which naturally have caused strong protests from their own citizenry. Thus, hypocrisy and blatant double standards continue to be the defining characteristics of the West, especially Justin Trudeau.